This is But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodella.
I am Greg DiNicola.
And how you doing, Greg?
I am good. How are you?
I'm surviving.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I take on a little much and try to accomplish too much on a day-to-day basis. But, you know.
It's, you know what? I'd rather hear that you tried to take on too much and you didn't quite make it than you had zero ambition to do anything and you still did nothing.
Yeah. I think I'm either really ambitious or I really like setting myself up for failure. One of the two.
Yeah. I don't know. I always second guess myself like that too. But just assume that you're ambitious.
Yeah. Right.
It's the best way to go.
Mm. Plus, it keeps me from thinking and not dealing with my inner thoughts.
That's always good. You never want to actually deal with your problems.
Yeah. Well,
why would you want to? You know.
It's not that I'm avoiding my problems, it's that I don't then overanalyze stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think back to a situation or something that just happened and go, oh, well, maybe I should have handled it this way, maybe I should have done that.
I hear you.
Anyway, you don't spend too much time in the podcasting world, correct? I mean, besides from this show.
No, not much.
Yeah, you don't really listen too much. So you probably haven't heard of a show called John Eats Carrots.
Oh, no, I have not.
So
it sounds great, though.
So John Eats Carrots is something I recently discovered that is a video podcast. And John Eats Carrots, and I haven't been able to sit through a full episode, so I've kind of jumped around in them. But John Eats Carrots is a show where this guy is in front of his computer and just records himself, I'm assuming on just his webcam, and he starts listening to a podcast, somebody's podcast. So maybe one day he'll listen to us, I don't know. But he holds up a bag of those little baby carrots.
Oh, yeah.
And then he opens it, and then he just starts eating the carrots.
While the podcast is playing?
Yes. He doesn't say anything. The episodes that I've seen, he doesn't say anything as far as I can tell. He just eats the carrots, looks at his screen, listens to the podcast. The most action I saw is he actually took his glasses off at one point, rubbed his eyes, and stretched and kind of yawned. And then he put his glasses back on. I guess he was done with the carrots at this point. I don't know. I think he just waits until he eats like a whole small bag of carrots.
And then that's it?
And then he just stops it because he doesn't listen to the full podcast.
Okay, so I have a question. Is there sound other than the podcast? Like, do you hear him chewing on the carrots?
Yes. You hear him chewing on, and then here's the thing. He's listening to the podcast, and then he decides that he's done with the carrots and the podcast and all that, and he's done recording. So he just kind of waves to the camera, and then it ends. Like, he doesn't say hi. He doesn't say anything. It's just the thing starts. He eats carrots. He waves goodbye. That's it.
So is there any sort of, like, an explanation that he gives about what the deal is, or...
I don't think so. It just says, the YouTube channel just says, like, this is the internet's premier carrot eating series, the show that unlocked the web's passion for eating carrots. And then he just eats carrots.
Huh. I mean, that sounds terrible. What? Now, does he have a website or anything?
No, I think this is just on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know, this is just on YouTube. I think he eats... Oh, wait, actually, at the top of the YouTube channel, it says John eats carrots equals 1 pound per episode. So, yeah, he's eating 1 pound of carrots per episode. It would appear he's done 92 episodes of this.
92? That's a lot of fucking carrots.
Yeah.
Do you think he eats carrots in his spare time too? Do you think, like, when he's not recording, he's also just eating carrots as a snack, or you think this is the only time?
I would, you know what? I would hope that he, I'm going to hope that he just eats carrots during this. Well, here's the thing. Because also, I think if you eat too many carrots, don't you turn orange? Or is that just a myth?
I don't know if that's actually true.
I thought it was a thing where if you eat too many carrots, you start to turn orange.
Are you sure that's not just one of those, you know, if you keep making a face, that your face is going to stay like that?
You know, I don't know. But hang on, I just found another thing that I guess he did called John Drinks Water. And it's 1,000... Hang on, it's 1,001 videos of John drinking 1,000 bottles of water.
Huh.
If you wanted to. Oh, you know what? It's 1,001 because the last video that he posted 2 months ago was the compilation, I guess, of him drinking 1,000 bottles of water. So you can spend 4, 5 hours, 7 minutes, and 9 seconds watching John drink 1,000 bottles of water.
That's disgusting. What?
That's not disgusting. That's just insane.
Well, it's disgustingly stupid.
Well, not at one time. He didn't drink 1,000 bottles of water at one time.
No, I know. It's still stupid, though. What? Is there a demand for this?
I guess
are people
so.
All right? Are people watching his videos?
Yes,
they are.
Well, here's the funny thing. I'm looking at just the front of John Drinks Water. Subscribers, he has 1,277 subscribers. He has 119,745 video views. Now, here are some of the view counts, though. John Drinks Water, number 982, 363 views. That's which is a pretty good number. John Drinks Water, 987, 71 views. It's a big drop-off. John Drinks Water, 990, 1,390 views.
I mean, so basically, this guy's got videos of him drinking water that have over 1,000 views. People will literally watch anything.
Yeah, pretty much. What's funny is, so the videos are pretty short. They're like 14 or 15 seconds. So he can chug a bottle of water in 19 seconds. I don't know if I could. I guess maybe I could do that. I don't know.
I think I could do it.
Hang on. I'm going to wait to see if he says anything. And nope. Nope. Oh, wait. I think they look like small bottles of water.
Like those little Poland Spring bottles?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't say anything in this one either. He just chugged a bottle of water and that was it. He just holds up the water, opens it, drinks it, and then that's it. And then he crushes it in his hand.
He crushes the bottle?
Yeah, the little water bottle.
Does he do anything with the carrots? I mean, does he, like, at the end, other than eat them, obviously, does he rip apart the bag like he's, like, a wrestler or something?
No, not that I saw.
Because that might be a good move for him.
No, he like, waves bye to the camera. That's all he does in the carrot videos that I saw. Again, those are, like, a half hour, so I'm not gonna...
So, now, is this considered a podcast?
It's considered a video podcast, I think.
Huh.
I mean, really, you could call anything a podcast. I don't know if it would, like, fit into, like, an award category.
I mean, that... You know what? I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check out John Eats Carrots and John Drinks Water. Because, you know what? Maybe I'm jumping a little too quickly to judge. Maybe there's some artistic integrity there that I just don't know about.
It's Okay, it's interesting. It's interesting. And I guess you could consider it art, but I don't really know if I could be like, this is the greatest thing in the world. I don't know if I could be one of those people that I'm like, I'm going to subscribe to this and watch every single episode.
You don't think so?
Because here's what it would basically become. It would basically end up being me. It would be John listening to a podcast eating carrots that I'm watching while I'm eating breakfast or something. Like, while I'm having my coffee. So then, in reality, I could then record myself, and it could be Keith drinks coffee, and then it's me watching his video listening to somebody else's podcast.
Does he spell John J-O-H-N or J-O-N?
J-O-N.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling he would be kind of zippy. J-O-N. He's new school.
He's new school?
Yeah.
So are you checking this out right now, or are you just putting it on the docket?
I was thinking of just putting it on the docket, but I could check it out.
You don't have to check it out right now. That's fine. So yeah, that's John Eats Carrots, and my secret dream is that one day he will listen to us while eating carrots.
That would be kind of awesome.
Maybe. I see. The thing is, he doesn't have like a Twitter account or anything, so I can't be like, "Hey, John, listen to episode 52 of our show, and then you can eat carrots while listening to us talk about you eat carrots in the most meta thing ever."
Yeah. I mean, you could leave him a comment, I guess.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
And he'll either hate us, or he'll eat carrots and listen to us.
Yeah, he could do that. No, he only listens to podcasts?
Yeah.
Is it anyone noteworthy that he listens to?
I think so.
Okay. So, like, he might listen to, like, Jay Moore or you know.
You know, I on the
Kevin list, Smith.
Yeah. Like, one that I saw was him listening to one done by Kevin Smith's friend, Scott Mosier. Scott Mosier started doing one with this with Matt Myra, who's on the Nerdist podcast, who's about our age, actually, I think. Maybe a little bit older.
Yeah.
But Scott Mosier is much older. But well, I shouldn't say much. He's not, like, an old man, but, he's, like, 40.
Yeah, he's a good 15 years older, maybe.
Yeah, probably now, yeah, 15. But they started doing one together, and he did at least one episode, I think maybe two, listening to them. So, uh-huh. Like, it's decently noteworthy. I mean, I didn't go through the whole list, so.
Yeah.
But then again, like, now with the internet, like, nobody's... very few people are really, like, noteworthy.
That's true, because any old asshole has a podcast.
Exactly. No, but I mean, like people are big in, like, certain areas and stuff like that. Like, Kevin Smith is, like, huge in the podcast community, along with, like Adam Carolla or somebody. Right. But, like, outside of that, like, my parents don't necessarily know who they are. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like your parents probably don't know who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, other than me mentioning them, maybe.
Yeah, and well, yeah, my parents might know Kevin Smith just because they're in Jersey and he's from Jersey, but, like, they might be like, oh, that name sounds familiar, but they wouldn't be able to be like, oh, yeah, the Clerks guy.
Right.
So, like, now with the internet, like, you can kind of find, like, a niche and be like, oh, it's this person, but who is fairly well known in a circle of, like, you know, several hundred thousand people, or maybe even, like, a million people, say, but, like, nationwide. Older generations especially don't know who they are.
Right.
So is that still being noteworthy? Well, I guess, yeah, because they would be worthy of note, but not in the way that, I guess, our parents would use the word.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying, internet is weird.
It is weird.
It makes weird things happen.
It makes things very different than they were.
Yeah. So we are recording this on 12/12/12. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of disappointed the world hasn't ended yet.
That's
or I knew it wasn't supposed to happen today, but you know.
That's supposed to be
why not
12/21/12. So still kind of a cool thing to say, but you know, it's going to be like 100 years until this happens again. So once in a lifetime.
No, it would be 1,000.
No,
it'd be yeah, because there's no. Oh yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, no, you're right. Never mind. Because then it'll be 2112 or whatever.
Well, but see, my problem is that people are making a big deal about it today, but it's just because we arbitrarily decided to be lazy and drop off two digits.
That's true, because it's really 12/12/2012.
Yeah. And in actuality, this day will happen again, never. So
that's true, too.
So they're like, oh, my God, 12/12/12. This won't happen again in our lifetime. Well, yeah, but 12/12/2012 will never happen ever again anywhere.
It happens almost every fucking year or there's like something that like people are like, oh, my God, it's 10/10/10. 12/12/12, or it's just like almost every fucking year there's something.
Well, this is the last year for it, though.
Yeah, I know, but there's always something that people are like, oh man, that's wild. Oh, that's special. It's just numbers. I mean, it doesn't actually mean anything. The only reason why we even use the numbers is to just keep ourselves organized, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's the year 2012. 2012 since what? Since we decided that our God was born, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not something, you know, it's all arbitrary.
Yeah, it's just kind of a thing we decided.
I don't know. I was never a big fan of that. Or the people, 11/11, make a wish. Shut up. Give a shit about 11/11. It happens twice a day.
Mm.
That's not rare.
Yeah.
Twice a day.
I mean, people that make a bigger deal about leap year, I can kind of understand that, but
yeah, like, at least that only happens once every 4 years.
Yeah,
I guess I could get down with that.
I'm okay with people making a big deal about leap year, but
yeah. Now the whole thing that bullshit with the Mayan calendar, right?
Yeah,
they didn't take into account leap years, did they? So it doesn't actually, it's not actually correct.
Well, okay,
it would be a different date.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think... Because, see, I think the thing is they actually base it on the cycle of the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
So I think it's fairly accurate to our calendar. But the thing is, the Mayans, like us, had a calendar. They had multiple calendars, first of all. But they had a calendar for, like, a year time that was similar to ours, where, you know, you go January through December, and then it starts all over again. But then, because people wanted, like, because, like, the rulers wanted a legacy within the Mayan Empire, they had, like, longer calendars. So I think they had one that lasted, like, 30 years or something. But then they also, like, built ones out, and they had one that lasted for, like, 3,000 years, which is the one that supposedly ends on, like, December 21st.
Uh-huh.
But it's really just a calendar that's supposed to mark like a 3,000-year period. It's either 2,000 or 3,000 years, so I might be wrong, so don't quote me exactly on that. But it's supposed to be a calendar that marks a huge span of time, a couple thousand years, and then it's just supposed to start over again. Like, there's no, like, doomsday prophecy. Like, that's just where their calendar ends, as if it's, you know, December. And then it's supposed to start back up again. So actually, December 21st is actually supposed to be, in their religion and belief system, like a time of renewal and rebirth and starting fresh on everything.
Uh-huh. So it's kind of like their new year.
Well, it's like their new, like, era.
Gotcha.
Because they do have, like, years broken down, but then they had multiple calendars that would stretch further amounts of time to kind of celebrate, like, different things. So there's no, like, prophecy. And because the thing is, everybody's basing it on basically that the calendar just ends there. But in actuality, the calendar is just supposed to start over. Or, worst case scenario, they were trying to get ahead of it, and they were like, well, what, we got 2,000 years ahead? Okay, stop it here, we'll pick it up later. And then before they ever got a chance to do more of the calendar, they all died, so.
Yeah. Typically, I don't trust any civilization that no longer exists.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they probably didn't have all the answers, so why am I listening to them?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Just me.
Yeah. But, yeah, everybody's talking about it now
on the tweet?
Well, now on TV they're doing all the specials and stuff about doomsday prophecies and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when people say it to me, when they're like, oh, hey, the world's going to end, I always say, oh, thank God, or like, oh, I can't wait, or something like that. I don't know. Not that I really wish that, but I'm just excited for it to come and for it to not happen.
Well, it's like they had the pastor of some
church. You mean the rapture?
No, I mean the pastor of some...
Oh, the pastor.
Yeah, the pastor of some church somewhere. I want to say it was out in like Colorado or something. And he was like, the world's going to end on this day. And then it came and it didn't happen. And then he was like, well, it got rescheduled. It's actually next Friday. And then it didn't happen. And then I don't know what happened. But he apparently had predicted the destruction of the world, you know, like 10 years ago or something like that. And it didn't happen then either. So
I feel like people just like to... predict that the end of the world is going to come. And people just like to predict stuff. I feel like eventually they think that they're going to be right. They're just like, you know, if I predict enough times that the world's going to end, eventually I'll be correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm predicting that sometime, at some point, the world will end.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
One day the world will end, and that'll happen, and that's it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be this month. I mean, I guess it could be, but I don't really give a shit. Because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, it happens. But anyway.
Because I'm your lady, and you're my
I have no idea what you're singing right now. It sounds. You literally sound like Yoko Ono right now. Oh.
That's not good at all. She's terrible.
I think I've talked about it before. You've seen the video of John Lennon singing with Chuck Berry, and Yoko Ono's there too.
You mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah. Best video ever, because that's exactly the face I have every time I see Yoko Ono start screeching. I saw, although the one time I'm in defense of Yoko Ono is I saw a headline the other day that said, is Taylor Swift the Yoko Ono of One Direction? And I said, wait a minute, you cannot compare the Beatles to One Direction.
What is One Direction?
One Direction, as far as I know, is just a... just the newest boy band.
Oh. I think, yeah, they're on that commercial with Drew Brees. They're like British or something.
Yeah. And I mean, they're huge right now. And good for them and everything. But I don't think I can... if they played their own instruments, I would say maybe they could be the Beatles. But they don't, as far as I know. I think they just sing.
Yeah.
I think it's a sing group.
That's still pretty much as good as fucking... oh my God. I cannot believe I just did that. I just blanked on Ringo Starr's name.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck old am I?
That's okay. Ringo Starr blanks on his own name sometimes, so you're fine.
Yeah, but he's like 80.
Is he?
No, he's probably 70 though. 70 something. Wasn't he? He's got to be like 70-ish.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Cuz I mean they were big and they were like what, in their 20s in the 60s?
Yeah.
So he's got to be either 70 or getting close to it.
Hold on. I am gonna check. Because now I want to know. I bet he's mid-70s. I legitimately just blanked on Ringo Starr's name. What the fuck is wrong with me?
He is 72.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
I got a buddy of mine that's out here that's a big, huge Beatles fan.
Yeah.
I think I told you about him before. But, like, his basement, he's got a finished basement, but it's all decked out in either, like, Pittsburgh sports stuff, mainly Steelers, or, like, Beatles stuff.
Nice.
But in the bathroom downstairs, he's got those Russian nesting dolls done as Beatles.
You mean the ones that go inside each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I forget the order exactly. I think the biggest one is Lennon, and then Paul McCartney's the next size, and then I think George Harrison's the next one.
Hmm. But you think maybe they made him in size according to ego?
A little bit, because Ringo is the smallest one, except for the tiniest one that's a little Union Jack. But Ringo, they made Ringo the absolute smallest one possible.
Yeah,
which I think makes sense. Is pretty accurate. But I always laugh every time I'm over there hanging out, because that's actually where I play poker. But whenever I'm over there and I gotta go in the bathroom, I always look, and I'm like, "Huh, Ringo's the smallest Beatle."
No, I mean it's it works in according to ego. Also works definitely in accordance to importance,
but not according to lifespan. So
that's true. Lennon would be Mr. Small Guy on that.
Yeah.
But,
So I was, that's going to be, that I'm going to have to figure out how to edit that part. I might leave you singing in there, sir, just so it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Because otherwise that, yeah. Anyway, so I was going to talk about, because I figured we'd take a break, because I had a holiday, somewhat holiday-related thing that I was going to bring up. But maybe we'll hang on to that for some time closer to the holiday season. Even though it's like 2 weeks away now, or less than that even. But I was going to talk about the ripped from Law & Order storylines, the John McAfee.
Oh, yeah.
But in doing research, because I knew Wired had done like a huge thing about him.
Right.
Wired magazine. And I was trying to find it online, but I couldn't find it. And I actually found out that I guess they did like a short book about it. And it's on Amazon for like 99 cents. Because I guess they had so much, they were like, well, we're not going to put it in the magazine. We're just going to put the whole thing up online. Because so much stuff has, like, developed and happened, and he's gone, like, nuts.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I may actually get that, because it's only, like, 99 cents, and read it, and then maybe share some of the highlights of it. Because they're talking about, like, bath salts and orgies and all this other, like, crazy shit has happened in his life since, like, the 25 years ago when he came up with antivirus software.
Holy shit.
So,
yeah, that might be worth really going into.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna actually read about it, and then maybe we'll talk about it. I don't know, maybe that'll be something we'll talk about soonish, but we'll put that out, like, one of the holiday days where we're not actually doing it live, but, well, live, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Closely recorded. But you said that you actually had a story.
I had an amusing story. Yeah.
Hang on before you go into it, just as an update, he's actually in Guatemala now and he's getting deported back to the US, I think.
I heard that. Yeah.
But I thought he was being arrested in, I thought he was arrested in Belize for questioning, or they were looking for him in Belize for in questioning for a murder of a neighbor. So I don't know why he's being deported to the U.S. But maybe that's all wrong. This is just going based off of Twitter stuff that I saw last couple hours, so.
Huh.
All stuff we'll have to talk about soon.
Okay. Yeah, no, that whole thing is fucking interesting.
I know, it's crazy. And I'm also thinking after I read that, I might go on to the blog that he had set up and read some of his rantings.
He was on the run?
Yeah. Because he was on the run, and he said that he just had a bunch of stuff posted. He had a bunch of stuff like posted, and he was going to keep posting for like the next year. So I basically had the idea that he was just sitting in front of a computer one day, and he was just like typing furiously, and being like scheduled to post, and he has stuff posted for like the next 3 years. Because he was just ranting, and it was the internet equivalent of those notebooks in Seven.
It was just all planned out in advance.
Yeah,
you were just going to keep finding it, even though he wasn't still planting it. You were still finding it as you go.
Well, yeah, and you know when he was there, they go into his apartment, and also the beginning where they have all those like they show him doing the notebooks.
Yeah,
but they go in and he has all those notebooks. I expect that is what McAfee's blog would be. It would just be these insane rantings that he just filled up like in a matter of days furiously.
It sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome, but it's like I can't believe that this is a thing. Like I can't believe that this is actually happening, because it sounds like something that a TV writer came up with that they would cover in like an hour of Law and Order.
I can't wait for the Dateline episode of it.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of, especially now that he's been like found and is being deported. Like all this stuff's going to happen. I think he already sold the TV and movie rights too.
Oh, really?
From jail. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's awesome.
Now, the thing is, though, I believe that you can't benefit from a crime.
Right, so I guess probably if he gets convicted, he probably loses the rights to profit from it.
Yeah, but there's also – because the thing is I don't know, because other people have written books from prison. But I don't know if – depending on what he's talking about, I don't know if he can profit from it or not. But – I don't know. I don't think it's a publicity stunt, because I don't think this is going to make anybody go out and buy his antivirus software. But if it's even still around, I don't even know if it is.
I mean, I think it is. I don't think it's as popular as it used to be. But
I know Norton's still around. Norton antivirus.
That's true.
I don't know about McAfee.
I'm sure it still exists.
In some form.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's going to want to buy it now.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know.
You're like, yeah, I might have
already. Maybe I want to buy it more. I don't know.
You're like, I might have already bought it and invested in the stock. Maybe that was a bad idea. I don't know.
Unfortunately, it's tanking currently.
So what if I got everybody the antivirus software for Christmas? Whatever, you know. It's a great stocking stuffer.
What a terrible gift. Some antivirus software. I might as well just buy you socks.
the only worst gift, instead of going into your stocking and finding a McAfee antivirus disk, would be if you reached in and found one of those AOL free 7-hour online CDs.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. Here you go, I heard you like the internet.
You should check out that internet. I got you 10 free hours right there.
Oh, it was funny because at first it was like 20 free hours of AOL, and you were like, oh man, you know, we don't have much time. We'll use that, and you know, got to use it sparingly. And then as time went on and people started like ditching it or investing in DSL and shit, it was like, it would be like, oh, 40 free hours, 100 free hours, 500 free hours, 2,000 free hours. And it's like, please use our fucking product. We'll give you all this free time.
Does anybody? Well, I think that at one point they just started going with like free 1 month trial.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody still use AOL?
Oh, I'll tell you who uses AOL.
Sue?
My mother. I'm not even joking. Sue, they were going to get rid of it because they don't need it. They have Comcast internet. All they need to do is use their Internet Explorer. But for some reason, Sue likes the AOL interface.
Who likes the AOL interface?
Old people. So they have modern internet, so the computer's always online. It's not like you need to log in.
I'm sorry, I like how you describe. You make the difference. They have modern internet.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the, you know, the fucking dial-up bullshit.
AOL is like 10 years old, is the thing. It's like...
it's older than that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it became like kind of outdated only like 10 years ago, really.
Oh, well, yeah, it became outdated 10 years ago.
But like, you're like, it's... They have the modern internet.
Well, no, but it's not... what I'm saying is that it's not like when we were kids and we had AOL and you'd have to ask to go online and you'd be like, Mom, can I go on the internet? And your mom would be like, well, Jesus, I mean, I might, you know, I'm expecting a call. You know, you can go on.
Yeah.
You can go on for 10 minutes, Keith. And like you'd go on the internet and it was like. You'd do all the things you want to do, and someone would IM you, and you're like, oh shit, now this is gonna take forever. And you're sitting there, you're IMing away, and your mother's in the other room. Keith, get off the fucking internet! I'm expecting a call. No one can call you while you're on the internet.
Yes.
What a retarded concept.
Well,
you can't make phone calls because someone is in a stupid AOL chat room in the other room.
Oh, God. I remember, and this was before the internet got, like, a dangerous place to be.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was over at a friend's house, and he was like, you guys want to go online? And we were like, yeah, that sounds great. Because even though we had it at home, like, any chance to go online was, like, this amazing thing.
Oh, yeah, and you'd... Totally.
And he wanted to. He had AOL because everybody had AOL. And then for a while, people started switching to Juno.
But oh
then,
yeah.
But then very quickly, like the DSL and cable started, so people started ditching both of those. But he wanted to go into the chat rooms, and he clicked on the kids only one.
I remember there was a whole kids only section.
Because it said kids only, and it was written in crayon, and it had like dinosaurs on it. And I don't remember really what happened at all. Like, I don't, like, nothing really weird happened. It was a lot of people like being like, ASL, ASL.
Yeah, yeah.
which for anybody who's listening that doesn't know what that means because they were born after like the 90s. First of all, what are you doing listening to our show? Because we make references that far outdate you, considering that they even outdate us sometimes. But second of all, it means age, sex, location.
Oh, I loved that shit. ASL.
You
want a cyber?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a cyber sex?
We didn't get into that in the kids only chat room.
Well, you should have.
I don't. But here's the other thing. I remember the kid's dad coming in because the computer was in like a fairly central location. But he came in. It was like, what are you guys doing? And the kid was like, well, we're on the internet. We're on internet in the kids only chat room though. And he goes, oh, okay. But now it'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What the fuck? That was the other thing about the internet when you were a kid, and it was like you would go on the internet and you'd go over your friend's house and they'd be like, dude, you want to go on the internet? And it was like someone asking you if you wanted to go paintballing. You're like, dude, you want to go on the internet? It's like, oh yeah, let's do that. So you go on the fucking internet. But the thing is that there was only one computer in the house.
Yeah.
And there was especially only one computer that had access to the internet. So it was probably in like family room, or it was someplace like where everyone could go. Well, yeah, it's not like you were hanging out in someone's – in your friend's room.
Because so it needed like, to be plugged into a phone jack.
Right. So there was like people looking over your shoulder while you're online. It's like I felt like the internet was much – it was very much more tame back then.
See, I kind of disagree. Because the thing is, like, he was like, I remember at one point thinking that somebody in that kids only chat room was very creepy with their insistence on asking questions of us.
Yeah.
But, like, and I didn't think about it at the time, but now, because I was like, oh, kids only, it's got to be safe. But really, there was no security on that. It was just like, you click on kids only and you go in, like it's just the honor system. Anybody could go in there,
right? And you know that there's some creep sitting there being like, yeah, kids only, I know where the kids are.
Now I know that. Back then I didn't.
Well, no, I'm not saying you should have known it, but they, that's what they were thinking.
Well, yeah, but like I think because I think the internet was crazier back then than it is now, even because yeah, now there's a lot more, like, subversive stuff on the internet, but, and it's basically just porn, just lots and lots of porn.
Just so much porno.
Just, like, just amazing, the amount of things you can get on
amazing in many ways.
Like, you know, you couldn't fathom it.
I can fathom.
All right, we're gonna cut it there. Next episode, you can expect to hear my first run-in with porn as a child and how disturbed I was by it, Greg's method of hiding his porn from his parents, and our very fond remembrance of the Wild West days of the internet when we could really get away with anything. And if you were born in the 80s, you will probably remember a lot of this quite fondly. If for some reason you were born after that, some of it may be a little bit of a surprise because you probably don't – you've heard some of what we're talking about, but you don't really remember. You didn't live it. But fucking hilarious episode, though. Greg's story has me almost in tears. So if you want to hear a grown man cry almost from laughing, tune in. That'll be on Wednesday. And until then, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/butcherwrong. Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can email us at bywpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any fun porn stories to share, hit us up there. We won't reveal your name if you don't want us to. And if you're still shopping for that special somebody, and that special somebody likes to read, you can find both my books on Amazon. Not My Problem, some short stories, a little bit cheaper if you're on a budget. But they're so fantastic that people will think you spent like $20 on them, and they will say thank you. And depending on who it is, maybe, you know, you'll get something out of it. If it's a girlfriend, you get a little action. You know, wife or something, she'll do something for you she doesn't normally do. If it's a mom, then, you know, maybe she'll bake you some cookies or something. The other book, Work in Progress, a little bit more. Again, great value, though. You're going to get something in response for getting somebody as great a gift as that. Check it out. Buy for yourself. Buy for them. Send it right to their iPad or Kindle device. Say they're overseas or across the country or something. Just send it to them electronically. Boom, shopping's done. That's it for Saturday. Join us again on Wednesday for the rest of it. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela. The other guy you heard is Greg DiNicola. No regrets, and the other thing that we're still trying to figure out what it is.